A Richmond fencer has qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics this summer and will join Team Canada at the Games. Nicholas Jong, an athlete from the Richmond-based Dynamo Fencing Club, will be competing in the individual men's épée fencing category at this year's Summer Olympics from July 26 to August 11. His qualification was announced after he won an overtime match in the finals of the FI Pan American Zonal Qualification event in San Jose, Costa Rica, this past weekend. "In the beginning, I was in disbelief, but now after calming down a little bit, it feels pretty good," said Jong. The 17-year-old was born and raised in Richmond and attended Anderson Elementary before moving to the North Shore to attend Sentinel Secondary for its fencing program. Jong started fencing when he was 7 years old at the Richmond Dynamo Fencing Club after being convinced by a friend to join a class for fun. From then on, he found himself going every week and officially dedicating most of his time to the fencing club. "As soon as I decided to go to Sentinel for the fencing academy program, I think that's when I started taking fencing really seriously," said Jong. Jong said being able to compete in the Olympics has been a big dream of his, and he's excited to fence in front of everyone who has supported him through his athletic journey. "It's a once or twice in a lifetime experience to fence, and to show what I can do in front of my family and friends is something I'm really excited for," he said. Jong told the Richmond News he's excited about walking into the stadium representing Team Canada. "I just thought the athletes looked really cool and proud walking together as a team, as a country," said Jong. "I think it's pretty cool to be able to be part of that entrance walk with the large Canadian flag." Igor Gantsevich, president of Dynamo Fencing Club, said, "It's surreal, having seen Jong walk into his first fencing class at the age of 7 to now seeing him represent Canada at the Olympics. It is really special to be able to watch the evolution of a young kid grow into a young man in grade 12 and competing with athletes across the world," said Gantsevich. "Even without the Olympics, we are already super proud of him." In addition to the announcement of Jong's qualification for Team Canada at the Olympics, he has also been recruited by Harvard University. Jong told the Richmond News he has yet to decide what he will major in aside from focusing on fencing. "I'm going to see after 2 years of general studies, but I was thinking about pursuing some sort of science," said Jong. "I'm very open to what changes may come and what I'll be interested in a few years." For now, Jong is preparing to fly out to Saudi Arabia on Wednesday for the U17, U20 Junior World Championships. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.